Welcome to the Bluffton Presbyterian Church podcast. Worship service starts at 10:15 a.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit us at blufftonpc.org.
Good morning, and welcome to all those who gather to worship this morning at Bluffton Presbyterian Church on this first week of Easter. As we begin, if you would please pass the blue friendship pad so that we can welcome each other by name at the conclusion of service this morning. If you are a visitor, please include an email or phone number so that we may contact you. In the way of announcements, please note in the bulletin the calendar of events for this week. And I'd like to highlight a couple of items. Once again, the congregation is invited to the wedding of Judy Bloom and Ben Miracle on Saturday, April the 20th at 4 p.m. here at the church. There will be a reception follow. Please, if you would sign up in RSVP so that we can have an accurate number for the meal at the conclusion, that would be very appreciative. We will have a special service next Sunday celebrating the debt that has finally been paid back. We will also have fellowship with cookies and drinks following that service. I've also been asked to announce that we are in need of a weekday Christian education walker this Thursday, April the 11th. And the time is from 9:40 till 10:10. So if you would be available, this sheet will be available at the conclusion of service. It will be in the back. So if you would be available this Thursday to be a weekday Christian Ed Walker, we are in need of one and would be very appreciative. Are there any other announcements this morning? Jane. Anyone that would be interested in the praise team for just one Sunday. Jane, that would not include me. I'd be a worse music reader and page turner than Dick. Any other announcements this morning? No, thank you. Now, let us turn our hearts and minds to worship.
this is new technology, which means we might have a different form of humor Sunday. Yeah, that is if the technology does not talk to each other. Let's cross our fingers. Hello, computer. There we go. You can laugh at them. It's okay. Our gathering scripture is from Psalm 100. On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into his presence. Know this, God is God. We, his people, his well-tended sheep. Please follow together in the call to worship. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice. Say to all the nations, the Lord reigns.
Let the sea and everything
in it shall shout his praise. Let the fields and their crops resound with joy. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever.
Praise the Lord, God of Israel, who lives from everlasting to everlasting.
Let's stand together and sing. Thank you. May be seated. I was trying to figure out what was wrong with my hymnal. This right here shows why it's so important to have a sense of humor. Even I picked up the wrong hymnal, and I was like, there's not a 236 in here. And about halfway through, I look out and I was like, wait, everyone else has a red hymnal. Oops. This is, of course, our Humor Sunday. And special thanks for the McGarrities for doing their preparation to this service and getting us off on the right foot. This is a holy event. Humor is a holy event. It is as important as other aspects of faith. Because when we can laugh at ourselves, we learn not to take ourselves quite so seriously. When we take ourselves seriously is when we start to compare ourselves to our brothers and sisters. When we start to say, I'm good, they're bad, is when we start to have problems. But when we say, hey, look at the silly things I've done. Hey, look at the silly things you've done. Let's laugh together and be a family. We have healing. Also, remember that this is a day that we celebrate God's humor. Easter is, as one theologian put it, the best gag ever. You think he's going to stay dead? Check this one out. So to kind of get us started, you might have heard these before. They're bad. How much does a pirate pay for his corn? A buccaneer. Fitting for Bluffton. Almost as bad, why did the cowboy adopt a wiener dog? He wanted to get a long little doggy. Perfect. George.
It's a tough act to follow. Our first reading today comes from the letter to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. This is not funny. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Hear the joy in the word.
Thanks be to God.
Let us live in the light. Think about what that means, quite literally. Light is something that's airy, joyful. It uncovers the shadows. Light is healthy. Fruits of darkness. Ooh, that just sounds nasty. That sounds like to me when I leave an orange in the basket for about a week too long. And I pick it up and my hands kind of go squish. You've done that too. You know what I mean. How those oranges get really terrible and you really don't want to eat them at that point. So between those two, would you rather be a child of light or a rotten orange? Who's had coffee this morning? Would you rather be a child of light or a rotten orange? Let us think about how we can be children of light. Oops, come on. Nope. Dink. There we go. Behave. I saw this one over at Mennonite Homes this week. Yes, this is nasty. Why do gorillas have big nostrils? Because they have big fingers. Who has a joke to share with the congregation? Raise your hand. Yes, sir.
There's a man who is deserving of a great deal of... he should be... and hardly anybody ever knows about what he did. And I think it's important to tell everyone so they know. His name was Alexander Graham Kozlowski. And he was the first telephone pole.
Someone follows up to that one. Yes.
You know why blind people don't skydive?
Why don't blind people skydive?
It scares their dogs half to death.
You can imagine the sound. What do you get when you cross a bee with a sheep? A bah humbug. You know my jokes aren't good. You've had them for a year and a half. Think about what laughter is, especially when we talk about ourselves and our own culture. You know, living in the light and unearthing the dark fruits is something humor does very well. It's something we can do when we can laugh at each other and laugh with ourselves. This is something comedians do from everything from George Carlin to Jon Stewart. Humor helps us bring things out into the open. But let us be honest with ourselves. There are parts of our character, things we have done, that we wouldn't necessarily like to bring out to the open. Things we would rather not joke about, because there are ouchy points. Let us turn now and be honest about those parts of our lives as we share together in our prayer confession. Please join me. God of joy, we know that you have blessed us richly, yet so often we are down in the dumps over silly disappointments. You have given us Jesus Christ and raised him from the dead and promised us eternal life. We act like we don't know it. Forgive us, God. He is mindful to always have the last laugh. Every circumstance and life forever. Christ is raised from the dead. Love wins.
Hallelujah.
Christ lives and reigns for us.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Let us stand together and sing. You know, there's few things out there like a joke, even a bad one, that can instantly make a neighbor. So I encourage you as you reach out and touch each other to think about what ways could you bring joy and mirth to each other's lives, as the Christ first shared with us. The peace of Christ be with you. Please share joy with those around you. Okay, who did it? This is the second joke you guys have played on me this year so far. Is it Jeanette again? There's chuckling. Okay, you're grinning, so okay. The future's so bright I gotta wear shades, huh? A few 80s friends. Okay, good. Owen, you look so serious. There's the grin. Okay, well, can I borrow you? Come here. Okay. Try to have a straight face. Like this. What do you think? See, now he's grinning again. Come on. What's that look like? Give me your guys' angriest face you can come up with. Would you like to talk to me when I look like this? Does this look friendly? What do you think? Do I look friendly? Now, I know you can do this one. Give me a big grin. There's a ticklish spot here too somewhere. There we go. What's the biggest smile you can come up with? What do you think? What would you rather have? Someone going, or someone smiling?
Smile.
Smile, yep. Which do you think God would rather have us have? Smile or groan and frown?
Smile.
Yes, God wants us to be happy. Not only so we're happy, so that we're make other people happy too. So let's remember throughout today, even with our sunglasses on, God wants us to be happy, okay? Let's join together for a quick prayer. Holy God, we're going to try and be happy, because we know when we are happy, we help spread it around. Amen. Okay, there's your... Thanks, guys. What does she have in her pockets, my precious? Ouch. I know some of the fonts might be a little small, but this one is particularly true because it's talking about trying to set the thermostat in a church and how it never quite works. And at this point, I see Owen and I know I'm thinking, yes, you know what this is like. So think about our second round of jokes. A new pastor was doing the rounds and visiting some parishioners. And at one house, it seemed obvious that someone was at home, but no answer came to his repeated knocks at the door. So finally, he took out one of his business cards and wrote Revelation 3:20 on it and stuck it in the door. When it came around to the offertory the next Sunday and it was processed after worship, he saw his business card back again, not only with his scripture citation, but a new one. And this one read Genesis 3:10. At this point, the young pastor's kind of scratching his head because he can't quite remember that passage. So he reaches for his shelf and pulls off his Bible. And he starts to break out in laughter. For his message, Revelation 3:20, begins, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Genesis 3:10 reads, "I heard your voice and I was afraid, for I was naked." What jokes do you have? Yes.
The minister was asked to come to Sunday dinner, and so while the mother was getting the dinner ready, the little boy was talking to the minister. And he said, "When I get big and get a job, I'm going to give you money." And the minister said, "Well, why would you do that?" "Well, my dad told my mother, you're the poorest minister we ever had."
Good job. Jeremy, did you say your hand also?
I did. I had one kind of follow up, but I
no, no. Go ahead. Go ahead. All's fair in love and war.
This one's kind of a cartoon one, so you got to use your imagination, but it's short and simple. The title is An Atheist's Funeral. Here lies a man, all dressed up, and nowhere to go.
You know, it's true. So I'm just going to say next. Another joke. Yes. In case you didn't hear that, she once went to a theatrical performance on puns. It was a play on words. Oops, there it is. No, I forgot something. Any other jokes? We'll have one more chance later. Yes, Marilyn. You probably have heard this one before, but there's a traveler who's visiting the Grand Canyon, and like so many people before him, he kind of gets lost in the wonder and the grandeur of the item, and he finds himself just kind of inching closer to the edge and closer to the edge until the inevitable happens, and he falls over. And as he's falling, the first thing he thinks about is, I need to live, so he grabs out. And he just so happens to grab a little bush. So he's dangling off of this little bush about 20 feet down from the cliff face and quite a long ways to the chasm below. He starts to try and pull and shift, but he realizes he cannot do anything on his own accord. So he finally gives up and starts to call for help. He calls and he calls and he calls. And finally, he hears a voice, because he calls out to God. He says, God, help me. And God says, sure, I'm here. What do you need? I need rescued. I need off this cliff. I need to be safe. Okay. Let go. I'll catch you. Is there anyone else up there I can talk to? Sometimes faith tells us the answers, even in jest, that our brains don't want to hear. Our second reading comes from the book of Acts. Another challenging story to find the humor in, but I think it's there. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin, that is, the religious rulers of the Jewish people. and to be questioned by the high priest. "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this Jesus' name," he said. "And yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood." Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings. For God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and wanted to put the men to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all people, stood up. And he ordered the men to be put outside for a while. And then he addressed to the Sanhedrin, "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Thaddeus appeared and claimed to be somebody. And about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed and his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop them. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
I am joked with, to openly ridiculed at times. Makes you want to join bell choir, doesn't it? About my sense of time. Because I have a terrible tendency of saying, "We're going to have a short meeting." And it ends up being a couple of hours long. But I'm actually going to say something today, and we're going to see if it works out. I'm going to try and give you the shortest sermon ever, with a very complex passage. Now, how's that going to work? We have a passage that has a whole lot of things going on with people and names we're not very familiar with and a story we don't really know. How can we possibly make this simple? How can we make it so simple that it can be fast? Very easy. The world is looking for ways to take joy out of your life. The world is looking for ways to make you conform, to look like the vanilla masses, and to blend in. It does not want joy. It wants conformity. It will at times even drag you before powers and threaten you for what you say you believe in. Can we, in the face of all we're facing, do as the apostles did? When we are challenged to lower our standards, to blend in, can we say, "No, here's where I have to be. I am a witness to the Christ's resurrection. Christ has empowered my life. I feel loved as God's child. and I am going to do this no matter what. I am going to go out from here and shout with joy, even though you just flogged me. That's so hard to understand sometimes. So often when the world flogs us, the world still does, right? I know the world loves to take a beating on me. That we want to go home and lick our wounds. And if anything, fly a little under the radar for at least a week or so. Let's not do that. When we are persecuted, when we are told, be quiet for a while. Don't be so happy. Blend in. Let's say no. For I have a reason to party. I'm going to get caught up in the joy, and I'm going to be so happy, you're going to think I'm something wrong with me. For as Scripture says, let us be called fools for Christ. You all know this hymn. It's Take Time to Be Holy. New words are in your bulletin. So let's stand together and sing, Take Time to Be Funny. Thank you. You may be seated. And all I can say to that is amen, which means what? So be it, or let it be so. Let us use humor in that way. Amen. Now, for our teens and other Gen Xers, why did the rapper carry an umbrella? For drizzle. At which point they're like, oh no, Pastor didn't. Oh. Other jokes. Ask a teenager. That's all I can say. Yes, sir. Oh, there's a sermon in that one. Yes, sir.
A man calls a law office, and the person answers and says, good morning, thank you for calling Schwartz, 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 and Schwartz. And he says, I'd like to speak to Mr. Schwartz. Oh, I'm sorry, he's retired. Well, how about Mr. Schwartz? Well, he's out of town. Well, Mr. Schwartz there? Oh, he's in the meeting. Well, how about Mr. Schwartz? Speaking.
Sometimes that's what it feels like to be a pastor and coming to a new town, by the way. Yes. I'm so tempted, like, on Wednesday or Thursday to call these two gentlemen up and say, bring your tools and see what they do. All I can say is thank you for going along with a lot of my crazy ideas. One from my own world. What does a vegetarian zombie eat? Grains. A few. Okay. Bad one. And the other side of it, what do you call a pig that does karate? A pork chop, yes. Other jokes. Dad was asking for a newspaper from his kids. And she says, the kid says, I don't have a newspaper. I use my iPad, and gives him the iPad. And the punchline is the bloody fly didn't know it hit him. All I can think about is a one-use $500 fly swatter. And you're going to see it. You can just... those are the funniest. With our jovial nature in mind, what joys do we have to share the congregation this morning? Yes, sir.
I have three.
Three? Wow, you've had a busy week.
One is my mom, who had a heart issue without hospital.
Wonderful.
Secondly, my wife, who took on a huge moving truck and drove it to Cleveland, made it there safely and back. And third is I get to sit next to Darlene today.
If we want to have a lot of fun, we'll ask him, which was the best? Nah, we won't do that to you. Do I see another hand for our joy? In that case, are there prayer concerns we'd like to lift up? It's been a really quiet week. Let's continue to hold Claire and Diane in our prayers. I know they're continuing to deal with Claire's father's passing. Also, it is wonderful to see Darlene with us for a second week in a row. But I know there's other friends and families who are still recovering from illness. So let us keep in hearts and minds those who are dealing with recovery. Please follow along in your bulletin. Sisters and brothers in Christ, why do you find joy in God's presence? May your trust in our loving God bring you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us join together in prayer. Holy Father, loving Father, we know that you have adopted us as your children, that you see value in our life and you welcome us to this table, that you care for us and want to include us. So, Lord, why is it so surprising that, like any other father or mother, you like to see your children happy? Lord, encourage us in the knowledge that you want us to get along with our siblings, and remind us that humor, joy, and mirth can be some of the greatest grease to keep our wheels moving. Lord, there's a lot of times I feel challenged to lash out with hate or anger, lash out out of frustration, or just being testy. Lord, when I feel like that, encourage me to find humor so I might heal and I might work. Remind me that as you welcomed me, so too you welcomed everyone else, and that I have an equal place with my brothers and sisters. Lord, we are thankful for the joys we've heard, the joys of a friend back with us, the joys of a safe travel, the joys of health, and the joys of progress. We know, too, that while we celebrate in these joys, as well as so many more, that there are those lives who are hurting, those lives that are frustrated, those lives that are trying to find a new direction. Lord, we ask that you help those lives to find those things. And Lord, don't just do it, but push me to help. For I know that I can be part of the solution. Lord, challenge us always. But remind us as we are challenged that we are always cared for. As we share together in the prayer that your Son taught us, as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us join together and pick up our tithes and offerings to do the work of the family. Thank you. Okay, this one just came to me. So this is unrefined, which should scare you. What is offering? It's losing all your sense for a good cause. Let us join together in prayer. Holy God, may we lose our sense, not necessarily our sense of good or bad, but rather our sense of what is important, what the world teaches. Challenge us to see what your will desires. Use these gifts to do as your sense instructs. Lord, challenge us and lead us. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Servers, if you want to come forward. We have said it before, and we will say it again. This is not ours. We will sometimes talk about how this is maybe our piece of furniture. Boy, that's heavier than I was expected. But ultimately, this is the Lord's. This is the Lord's table. And so it falls to the Lord who is welcome and who is not. Luckily, we have a loving God. And our God says, everyone is welcome at the table. Now, you might be thinking, communion, humor, how does this work? Trust me, it does. For this is the Lord's Supper. Think about the happiest, healthiest family dinner you can think of. Is it a quiet, solemn affair? With not a single word? No. A happy family dinner is full of joking, of laughter, of stories, and of sharing. Why would our loving God want anything less of us? Our God wants us to be happy, for this is the source of happiness in God's grace. May everything in this life have a handle. Let us remember the story together of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, on the night of his arrest, took bread. And after giving thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is of the new covenant, sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." So every time that you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes again. With thanksgiving, let us offer God our grateful praise. Let's join together in the great thanksgiving. The God of mirth and joy be with you.
And also with you.
Children of God, lift your hearts to the one who whispers humor into your ear.
We lift them to God, who gives us laughter and joy.
Children of God, offer your joyful praise and thanks to the God of good humor. Children of God, offer your puns, your quips, and your belly laughs to the God who shares the good news.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
So often, Lord, our world encourages us to be sour and scared. But we know when we focus on you, loving God of imagination and mirth, that we can see that we will find comfort and joy in your presence. Lord, in your good humor resounds throughout creation, in your animals, in your teachings, and in your spirit. Even in us, Lord, one more part of your creation, we can see your good nature. For the best of us is in loving humor and joyful love. And so we see your blessing in our lives, and we are filled with abundance in your constant love. Yet, Lord, at times we long for the empty and joyless promises of sin and death, breaking your heart as we followed after them. Prophets came to tell the truth of your everlasting love, but we turned our backs on them. So, to put an end to your great sorrow, you sent Jesus to us, teaching us love and humor through stories, through fellowship, through parables. And so, with those who stand at the edge of grace, and with those who share joy in your presence throughout the years, we join our voices with all who forever sing to your glory. You are holy, Redeemer of the lost, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is your true blessing and hope for us all. When he could have deserted us, as we continue to stumble through life, he was filled with compassion and came to be with us in our pain. When he could have been silent in response to our fears and doubts, he told stories of your love, your joy, and your grace. When he could have detoured around our violence and our anger, he walked straight into death so that we might be saved. As we remember all the gifts he shared with us, as we tell of his humor, his simplicity, and time for all, we speak of that faith which is often a mystery. As we gather at the edge of your kingdom, gathering once again at the table, we pray that you would pour us out and pour out your spirit of reconciliation upon us. You feed us with this meal, not that we might become gluttons, but so that we might become servants. Help us to see the joy and love in your presence as we gather around your table of grace, joining with all who forever sing of your love. God of humor, God of joy, holy in one. Amen. Please stand. These are the gifts of God for the children of God. Thank you.
bread of life. Cup of joy. Let us join together in prayer. Holy God, we know from our own experience that is in inclusion where there is joy. When being part of the family, there is happiness. Where having friends around you is warmth. Lord, encourage us in the knowledge that we always have these things in your loving grace shared here today. Amen. Let us stand together and sing. I think it takes a special skill
to be able to clap while playing the piano. You got to teach me that one. Please fall together in our closing benediction. Let us pray together. Lord, grant me a joyful heart and a holy and healthy sense of humor. Please give me the joy of the joy of faith to be renewed and shared with others each day. Let love be my guide, joy my companion, and my life a prayer. Go in laughter, go in grace. Keep the Lord in your heart and a smile on your face. Friends, it is walking together that we start to find out how fallible we each other are. And there's two ways we can respond to each other's problems. We can judge, or we can say, hey, you know, I do that too. Let us respond to each other with joy. Let us radiate that joy out so much that it can't help but be infectious. Because, ultimately, while maybe not quite this yellow, God would rather have this on our face than anything else. Go in peace. Now, someone else should explain that because I had no part in that. So, does someone else want to explain that? I think I'm looking a little green. Like I said, if you can't laugh at yourself. No volunteers? Okay, what?
The young man over there had a joke, I think.
Oh, yes, did you have a joke, sir? What happened when the teacher tied all the student's shoes together? They went on a class trip. I was about to say, may you all trip together, but that sounds a whole other language. Where's the Hershey's? I know they had a part in this. And didn't you guys also have a part in this? Okay. It's a joke, it's a humor. Oh well. Go in peace, enjoy each other. Nothing ever works quite as you planned. Have a wonderful week. Go in peace, friends.
This has been a podcast of the Bluffton Presbyterian Church in Bluffton, Ohio. For more information, visit us at blufftonpc.org. Have a blessed week.